I was requested to put on Wayu Torah some remarks that I made during a very unique time of Ra'ava Derava, of Sudah Shlishit, on Shabbos Parshas Achrimos Kedoshim. And so I will try and repeat the core of those remarks. That Shabbos, in the world of Sfira, was the Sfira of Netzach Shebenetzach. When Rav Weinberger spoke the previous Shabbos, he spoke about the difficulty of explaining the term Tiferes. Let's talk for a few minutes about the term Netzach. The Zohar HaKadosh, Chelek Gimel, points out that Emuna don Netzach. We know from the Zemer of Kel Mistater, Netzach v'hod yinikas hanaviyim. Zohar also points out that the whole potential, the whole power of Nevuah stems from Netzach. Gemara in Brachos, Kol hanaviyim onis nabu ela la'asid lavo. What we're speaking over here is the fact that a Jew has to maintain in life a very unique perspective. He has to sort of be multifocal. On one hand, we have immediate responsibilities. We have to think of the here and now. Im lo achshav, im asai. It's very contextual. It's, look at our watch, it's Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. We have to run to say Kriyat Shema. If we have a shiur in 10 minutes, that's our responsibility to be in that shiur. We get a phone call from our parents, and now Kibud Av V'Eim kicks in. A roommate has a request, V'Ahavta Re'echa Kamocha. Someone needs staka, that's the mitzvah of the moment. But one always has to as well keep in mind one's long-term goals. That's the concept of Netzach. Eternity. To link into a Kodesh Baruch Hu's eternity. To link into one's destination. La'asid lavo. Emuna. That's Netzach. When the Mesilas Yesharim introduces his Sefer with the famous statement, Yisod ha-chasidut v'shoresh ha-avodah ha-tmima hi she-yitbarer v'yit-amet etzel ha-adam ma chovato ba-olamo. What is his obligation? Ulama tzarich she-yasim mabato u-megamato b'chol asher hu amel kol yemei chayav. And what should he put on his plate? What should he view as his goal? What should he view as his purpose? That has both short-term and long-term implications. The Maharal wrote a sefer called Gvurot Hashem, and he wrote a sefer called Netzach Yisrael. Gvurot Hashem deals with the Gula of Mitzrayim. Netzach Yisrael, that's the long-term, that deals with the Gula HaAtida. That deals with the Gula HaAchrona. That's Netzach. This past week, we commemorated both Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzma'ut. In America, we commemorated it in the manner in which was most meaningful in America. In Eretz Yisrael, part of the festivities of Yom HaAtzma'ut is that there is a Chidon HaTanach. High school students go at it one to try and show their Bekiyut in Tanach. It's well attended. It's listened to by radio, watched on TV. This year, MTA can be proud that one of its students came in a tie for first place. Those were questions of Bekiyut in terms of knowing Psukim in Tanakh. Fellows did fantastic. But long term, we also have a Chidon. There are questions, not tens of questions, but there are questions that we're going to have to answer in retrospect of our lives. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos This week is the third perek. Akavya ben Mahalalel Omer, Histakel b'shosh advarim ve'ina ta'bali de avera. The last of those is lifnei mi ata atid liten din v'cheshbon. The atid, the netzach, there's going to be a din v'cheshbon. What is that din v'cheshbon? That's Gemara in Shabbos. Adaf lamed aleph amed aleph. Rava Amar b'shoa shemachnisin adam b'din shoal in olo. That din, Rava says, begins with sach hakol six questions. Those six questions don't require bikiyus in Tanakh. Those six questions have yes or no answers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a great teacher. He gives us those six questions in advance. He told us exactly what those questions are going to be. We can prepare ourselves our entire lives to answer those questions in the positive. That's netzach. To prepare oneself to answer questions that deal with our lives. To have a long-term goal as we're living. What are those questions? Question number one, Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Were you honest in your business practices? Did you have integrity in your day-to-day activities? Did the Torah impact on your character? There are many people who can rise to unusual occasions, mesiras nefesh. But that's not what's being asked over here. What's being asked on day-to-day, day-to-day, when you interacted with individuals, were you honest with them? A number of years ago, we invited Rav Nosson Kamenetsky. He's Rav David Lifshitz's son-in-law, lives in Yerushalayim. He's the son of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. We invited him to the Grus Kollel to tell us about his father. And we asked him to tell us incidents, stories that are not in the book Rav Yaakov. And Rav Nosson related the following incident, which has tremendous Musar Haskel. Before Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky came to the United States, before he came to Canada, he was a Rav in a small shtetl, in a small village in Lithuania. When the Soviet Union fell apart, the Cold War ended, it was possible for individuals to travel to Eastern Europe, so Rav Nosson, who's a historian, asked his father if he could go back, take a trip, roots, to see where his father was born, to see where his father was a Rav. And he asked his father the name of this small town, this village where he had been a Rav. And when Rav Nosson came to that village, he found out that there were more Jews that survived the Shoah living in that village than in any of the neighboring villages. The Lithuanians were known for their cruelty, for taking the job of the Nazis above and beyond what the Nazis themselves did. And it was very unusual that there should be a town where Jews survived in numbers. And so he went to the mayor of that town and asked, could the mayor explain why the Jews of this town survived as opposed to the Jews in all the neighboring villages? And the mayor said, yeah, I have an explanation. You should know that before the war, I wasn't the mayor of this town, I was the postmaster. And as postmaster, everyone came to, at some point or another, needed my services. And I decided that I wanted to test the clergy who were coming to the town in terms of their character. And so what I did was, when a new clergyman came to town and he bought stamps, wanted to send a package, I would give him change from the money that he gave me, and I would add in some extra change to see what he would do. All the clergymen pocketed the change, but there was a young rabbi who came in, and when I gave him extra change, this was before the Holocaust, he returned the change. I did it a second time, he returned the change. A third time, he returned the change. And I made a decision that those people, they must be a holy people. And so even though the rabbi left the town before the Holocaust, as postmaster, I would receive telegrams when there was going to be an action against the Jews, and I would tell the Jews to hide, because they're a holy people. And many Jews survived the war because I was able to give them advance warning. When Rav Nosson Kamenetsky came back to Rav Yaakov, he asked him, "Do you remember anything unusual about the town in which you were the rabbi?" Rav Yaakov said, "No, it was a town of Lithuania." "Do you remember anything unusual about the postmaster?" "Postmaster?" I just felt a little bad for him that I don't think he knew arithmetic, because he kept returning to me too much change. But other than that, it was just a normal town. But that's the question that Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us. Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Did the Torah impact on our character? That's the first question. Netzach, we should work on ourselves our whole lives to be able to answer yes. Second question. Kavata itim la Torah. Again, the question isn't, did we learn a lot? Do we remember what we learned? Those may be later questions. But this question is, did we set aside a time every day to learn? Were we consistent in our learning? In a yeshiva, it's really a no-brainer. But what about Bein Hazmanim? What about the summer? Can a person work on himself that he's going to learn every day? A halacha yomis, a perek yomi, a daf yomi. Day in, day out, during summers, during breaks, one's entire life. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking. Did you turn Torah into part of your life the same way that you have all sorts of habits? You brush your teeth every day. Every day you go to work. Can you also say that Kavata itim la Torah? Asakta bepru revu. Did you think about continuity? Did you try to have children? Did you try to get married and have children? Did you try to help other people get married? Do you think of yourself only as... Do we think of ourselves only as us, our egos? Or do we can we view ourselves as a link in a chain? Passing over a morasha. Giving over that which was given to us for the purpose of giving it over. There's a fascinating statistic in Israel that the Jews in Israel have a higher birth rate than the Jews in America. Not just that the Haredi Jews in Israel or the religious Jews in Israel have a higher birth rate, but the secular Jews in Israel have a higher birth rate than the secular Jews in America, because in Israel they have what to hand over. They have meaning in life that they want to give to their children. Asakta b'pru revu. That's the third question. Fourth question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask us. Tzipita li Yeshua. Tzipita, did you have an awareness of the end goal of Olam Hazeh? Are you looking forward to Gilui Shechina? Do you have such a yearning, such a desire? Do you anticipate Yeshua? V'haya b'yom ahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Ches points out Netzach ze Yerushalayim. Netzach ze Yerushalayim. That's the long-term goal. That's something they were supposed to be anticipating on a daily basis. Tzipita li Yeshua. There was a mashgiach, I was told, in Lakewood Yeshiva, that once, lo aleinu, there was a fire in the dormitory, and he was living in the dormitory, and when they knocked on his door at 3 in the morning to tell him, "Rebbe, it's dangerous to stay here, we have to get out," he came out all dressed for Shabbos at 3 in the morning. He said, "Where is he?" He assumed that someone's knocking at his door at 3 in the morning, Mashiach must have come. He was waiting for that knock. He was prepared for that knock. Tzipita li Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said, Netzach ze Yerushalayim. Rabbi Akiva, he lives with that sense of anticipation. Rabbi Akiva mitzachek when he sees Churban Habayis, because he sees the atid, he sees the future. That's part of his character. Fifth question, Pilpalta b'chachma. Baruch Hashem, we're all here in Yeshiva College. It means we all have the intelligence to study about God's world in a meaningful manner. Do we take that same degree of intelligence that we put into our pre-med, that we put into our philosophy, that we put into our psychology courses, and use it for learning? For Palta B'Chachma, do we take learning with that same sense of meaning? When we learn, do we try to understand something the same way we try to understand everything else which is around us? The quality of our learning, how much do we take it seriously? Hevanta davar mitach davar is the final question. Hafochba v'hafochba dekulaba, everything is in the Torah. But does it talk to us? Hevanta davar mitach davar, do we read in the Torah what we're supposed to do? It's there. Kadosh Baruch Hu built us with unique gifts, every one of us. Do we hevanta davar mitoch davar? Do we understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of us? Are we living our lives in terms of ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu not only gives us all the questions in advance, but he even gives us a hint. He tells us, if you do the following, you can answer all six questions positively. What's that hint? Yirat Hashem hi otzaro. Yirat Hashem. Yirat Shamayim. Ma Hashem elokecha doresh mi'imach ki im liyira. Who said this? Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chi yira milsa zutrasahi? In legabi Moshe milsa zutrasahi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's milsa zutrasa. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's midah? Netzach. Netzach, the long-term view, that's the midah of Yirat Shamayim. The Yirat Shamayim, one can prepare oneself, one's entire life, to answer these six questions. Pirkei Avos, this week's parak, stresses, Kol sheyiras chetoch kodemes lechachmaso, chachmaso mitkayemet, mitkayemet, that's netzach. That's the long-term perspective. Yirtzeh Hashem, Shekosh Baruch Hu, should give us the siyata dishmaya, that we should spend our lives in a meaningful manner. We should not only focus on the here and now, which is very important, but also emuna da netzach, have a perspective of the long view. Be like Moshe Rabbeinu, have yirat shamayim, and be able to answer all of our questions that we're going to be asked in a positive manner. Shekash Baruch Hu should give us siyata dishmaya, that our learning should be as meaningful as possible. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to be the proper partners to his Siyata Dishmaya.